NBC Monitored News on the Hour, brought to you by AT&T, the people who run your anything, anytime, anywhere network. And now here's Lou Wood.
The opening of the expanded Vietnam peace talks in Paris still appears to be more than a week away. Saigon's ambassador, named for the talks, former Foreign Minister Pham Dang Lam, has postponed his arrival in Paris, which had been set for tomorrow. And U.S. Ambassador Averill Harriman plans to leave Paris tomorrow to return to the United States for conferences with President Johnson. Some Western diplomats in Paris believe Saigon's announcement that Ambassador Lam's delayed trip indicates South Vietnam may be attempting to block any meaningful negotiations until the Nixon administration takes over in January, in the belief a new team appointed by Mr. Nixon might take a harder line at the conference table. Washington officials say the United States is preparing a favorable reply to Communist China's proposal for a meeting of ambassadors in Warsaw on January 20th. Peking also called on the United States to join in a peaceful coexistence agreement, conditional upon the American withdrawal of support for nationalist China. The U.S. has long been reluctant to discuss such a move, but reportedly is studying the idea. French children who write letters to Santa Claus and get answers written by the French Postal Service will have to do without that Christmas treat this year. The cutback is only one small effect of the massive austerity program announced by President de Gaulle to save the franc and the nation's shaky economy. Other measures announced today in France include increases in the price of fuels, including 2 cents more for gasoline, which now will sell for about 88 cents a gallon, the highest price in Europe. More news after this from AT&T.
I reckon the first thing I noticed about your face...
Sterling Moss, the world-famous racing car driver.
You know, no matter how many numbers you've got to dial, your telephone system doesn't often foul them up. There's no waiting for hours to get a call through and then finish up with the wrong number anyway. You get the right one at the first go. From my point of view, that's pretty unusual. I wonder if you Yanks realize just how lucky you are.
It isn't so much our telephones, Mr. Moss. It's our telephone network that makes the difference. The most extraordinary communication system in the world. It can take your call and, in a wink, switch it to any one of 102 million other telephone devices. On our nationwide network, anything goes. People talk, computer talk, pictures and drawings, anything. Instantly, anytime, anywhere.
You're anywhere, anything, anytime network. AT&T.
Once again, Lou Wood.
President-elect Richard Nixon continues to spend his holiday weekend at work. A report now from Herbert Kaplow, NBC News at Nixon headquarters in New York.
The president-elect spent the better part of 2.5 hours today lunching with retired State Department officer Robert Murphy and former Attorney General Herbert Brownell. Brownell served in the Eisenhower administration. The two men reported afterwards that they talked about a number of matters, including personnel. Brownell said in answer to a question he is not going to take a job in the Nixon administration. Otherwise, Murphy said the talk, insofar as foreign policy was concerned, was a routine sort of briefing from Mr. Nixon. The president-elect has been in his 39th floor suite since shortly after 9 o'clock this morning. Most of his attention reportedly remains on picking men to serve in his administration. He's expected to have a busy next week, several visitors to see him, and then he'll make a trip Thursday to Los Angeles for a dinner for Cardinal McIntyre, and a trip to Palm Springs the next day to attend the Republican Governor's Conference. Herbert Kaplow, NBC News at Nixon headquarters in New York.
Senator Walter Mondale, a Democrat from Vice President Humphrey's home state of Minnesota, said today he thinks Lawrence O'Brien will stay on as chairman of the Democratic National Committee. O'Brien, one-time campaign strategist for the late President Kennedy, also served as campaign chairman for Humphrey and had planned to enter private business after the vice president lost the election. Mondale admitted he wasn't sure O'Brien had changed his mind about staying on as party chairman, but said it would be very helpful to pay off campaign debts and carry out reforms in the party voted on at the Democratic Convention. Officials of the Consolidated Coal Company made their decision today and sealed off the portals to Mountaineer Mine No. 9 near Mannington, West Virginia. The concrete, lumber, and steel caps on the mine's entrances also apparently sealed the fate of 78 men trapped underground since explosions and fire swept through the mine November 20th. A family of four was rescued by the Coast Guard early today after spending the night in the choppy Atlantic off Miami, tied together and floating in life rafts. 30-year-old James Jones, his wife, and two teenage sons abandoned their 63-foot converted military crash boat last night when it began taking on water and sank. The Coast Guard found them this morning. They flew them to a hospital, and they're in satisfactory condition. At Philadelphia, Army leads Navy 21-14 in the last quarter. Again, the hour's top story, Western diplomats in Paris say South Vietnam may be trying to delay the start of expanded Vietnam peace negotiations. Lou Wood, NBC News, New York.
Listen again on the hour for NBC Monitor News. This is Monitor 68, one of the better ways to add interest and enjoyment to your weekend. We invite you to sit back, relax, and join us to listening to Mason Williams, composer, guitarist, and arranger with his own composition, Barocca Nova.
I could figure to the fraction, but with the boys, I just didn't add up right. After class, I was the fella's first subtraction, until I summed things up and switched to ultra bright. Ultra bright entered my life. Wow! Ultra bright changed my whole life. Now, my dates have been totaling up to 2 and 3 a night. The compliments keep multiplying up and out of sight. Loneliness is zero, believe me, it's for real. Ultra Bright gives your ma sex appeal.
Ultra Bright toothpaste, the kickiest taste, the freshest breath, the brightest teeth. That's sex appeal.
Ultra Bright toothpaste, a taste you can really feel. Ultra Bright gives your ma sex appeal.
After Ultra Bright, everything else is just toothpaste.
Here comes the star attraction, so don't you budge. Here comes the man of action, here comes the judge. On Monitor.
Greetings from Monitor 68. I'm your host, Kurt Gowdy. In this half hour, we'll be on the line with Bob Considine for a discussion of the role of South Vietnam's Vice President Ky in the Paris peace talk. Right now, the Sandpipers with Monitor Music, title, Let's Go.
You keep what you're feeling inside, all buried and boxed up inside. The love that you're feeling inside, the pity you're feeling inside. Society tells you stay cool, the shot you would let out, hold back. You're right now, but right now, hold back. Be practical, Jack, and hold back. You feel like you're busting inside, your heart's in a desperate divide. Hold back. Hold back. Hold back.
Let's go. Let the world know you're alive. Let the world know you're alive.
never tells you hold back. You shout, you would let out, hold back. You're right now, but right now, hold back. Be practical, Jack, and hold back. You feel like you're busting inside. Your heart's in a desperate divide.
A pro football game on color radio to show you what you're missing by not owning RCA color TV. Get the natural color. This Christmas, get RCA color TV.
Oh, what a beautiful purple blue!
Now on the line with Bob Considine, brought to you by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
Nguyen Cao Ky, who will play an important role for South Vietnam in the Paris Truce Talks, is not a fellow who will sit around for months and months of lint picking. He won't be at the table itself, but he'll supervise his country's delegation. That man's a mover. I'll be back with more about him. First, here's something to remember from Mutual of Omaha.
What do you do when your pay ain't there? Where do you go in the open air? There's gotta be a way to protect it all. Gotta be a place if the snow should fall.
All of us depend on our paychecks, don't we? But what would happen if your paycheck stopped coming in? Would it mean giving up all you've worked to build? Not if you have paycheck protection from Mutual of Omaha. If sickness or accident keeps you from working, Mutual of Omaha can send you an emergency paycheck every month till you're back on the job. And you will keep getting this tax-free cash for as long as you need it, even for life, whether you're laid up in the hospital or at home. You can get this really different paycheck protection only from the man from Mutual of Omaha. You'll find him right in your own community, ready to serve you. Call him today. Vice President Ky of South Vietnam will soon take up the unfamiliar role of sitting around in the background while his country's future is at stake. That could prove volcanic. Whether it will prove so, no man knows, of course. All one can be sure of is that President Thieu has chosen the ablest man in South Vietnam to guide that outraged country's case at the at-large peace talks. Ky is the best-known public figure in South Vietnam. He has had his share of detractors, particularly among the first groups of American war correspondents who journeyed to Saigon. One of them dubbed him Captain Midnight because of his self-designed black uniform with its embroidered silver pilot's wings and the lavender scarf he affected during his term as premier and chief spokesman for the military junta headed by General Thieu. But on a half a dozen trips to Vietnam, I've never once heard a discouraging word about Ky from our top military people and diplomats. They were, and I think they still are, in agreement that he's tough, loyal, honest, and daring. Perhaps a little too daring to suit the U.S. policy of keeping that war in what we consider the proper bounds. If Ky had a completely free hand, I dare say he would have at least tried to take a whack at Hanoi and Haiphong a long, long time ago. He once told me in an interview in Saigon that if he called for 100 volunteers to parachute into midtown Hanoi on a suicide mission, His chief problem would be selecting only 100 men out of the thousands of applicants. Ki was born in North Vietnam, by the way, but left it when white diplomats on the other side of the world, at Geneva, delivered that part of Vietnam to Ho Chi Minh and his brand of communism. Ki goes along with our costly efforts to transform South Vietnam's 17 million people into a democracy. Ki thought the South Vietnamese people would grow to like and respect democracy. He also said that if he ever became president of his country, he put it into law immediately without going through the National Assembly for approval. He said, "Look what happens to your president's good ideas after they're debated to death in your Congress." Now let's hear from Mutual of Omaha.
What do you do when your pay ain't there? Where do you go in the open air? There's gotta be a way to protect it all. Gotta be a place if the snow should fall.
We all depend on our paychecks, but what if your paycheck stops? If you have paycheck protection from Mutual of Omaha, we can send you a paycheck every month if you're sick and out of work, up to $1,000 a month. Count on Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
On the Line with Bob Considine will be heard again tomorrow, presented by Mutual of Omaha and its life insurance affiliate, United of Omaha, right here on the Monitor Beacon.
One voluntary hospital of the United Hospital Fund is located in an area where many newcomers to New York live. To better acquaint these people with the services the hospital can offer, they were invited to a hospital happening recently. Here, they joined in lively discussion groups and found out that the hospital needed them as much as they needed the hospital. When neighbors learn that they are a part of the picture, they are no longer strangers. Your gift to the United Hospital Fund can be your way of taking part in the work of 78 great voluntary institutions. United Hospital Fund, 3 East 54th Street, New York, 10022.
My name is Jim Gerhardt. I'm on WNBC, Radio 66, New York, weekdays from noon to 3. And if you enjoy good sounds, young, handsome, wealthy, and amusing personalities, join me. When I get off the air, we'll all listen to Charlie Brown together.
Hey! WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
I've seen a few championship teams in my time. You do get so you can recognize them, and here's one of the winning teams in the music business, music written by Jim Webb, sung by Frank Sinatra.
Whatever happened to Christmas? It's gone and left no traces. Whatever happened to the faces? Whatever happened to Christmas, to the Christmas way of living? Whatever happened to the giving, the magic in the snow? Remember the sights and the smells and the sounds. Whatever happened to Christmas? The bells in the streets are ringing. Whatever happened to the singing, the songs we used to know? Whatever happened to Christmas?
Where was I?
Christmas, new one, whatever happened to Christmas?
This Christmas, tell her all the things she is with Chanel No. 5. Every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5.
Woody Hayes talks about his Ohio State Buckeyes. Next up on Monitor Sports, brought to you by State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's largest homeowners insurance company.
Hello, I'm Pat Paulson. One night I was sitting in my den trying to relax with a good book in front of a roaring fire. I found it difficult to relax because I don't have a fireplace. Considering the situation carefully, I decided to call the fire department. And I also called my State Farm agent. I called him because I have a low-cost homeowner's policy from State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's biggest homeowner's insurer. A policy that protects my home and belongings, that covers them in case of fire, storm, theft, that protects me in the event of, perish forbid, a liability lawsuit. Soon I had a check from State Farm to cover damages. I still don't have a fireplace, but I read a lot in front of the furnace.
For your home, your car, your life, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Ohio State collides with Southern California in the Rose Bowl game on New Year's Day. Ohio State is ranked first in the weekly AP football poll, but there's no doubt in the mind of Buckeye coach Woody Hayes who's really number one. Monitor Sports editor Len Dillon reports.
Woody Hayes, congratulations on having the nation's number one team.
Thank you, Len.
I guess you're kind of pleased about it.
Yes, we can't help but be pleased about it because it seems though our youngsters came through when we needed them most.
Woody, at the start of the season, did you imagine you would have this kind of success?
Well, no, not exactly. We felt we had the makings of a fine team, but we felt with all of our sophomores that we were a year away. But it just didn't happen that way.
How do you feel about today's game on the coast between USC and Notre Dame, which will be underway very shortly?
I want to hazard a guess. No question what Southern Cal has the best football player in the country. This man, O.J., is in a class all by himself. We've studied films on him for the last couple of years now, and he does nothing but amaze you. At the same time, Notre Dame has a good running attack. It'll be interesting to see how they can get along without their fine quarterback who's been crippled for the rest of the season. And I think you'll see Notre Dame playing an all-out game. And, of course, Southern Cal always plays a good game against Notre Dame. So it should be a tremendous contest.
Well, it would be nice from this standpoint if USC won. It would put two unbeaten ball clubs in the Rose Bowl New Year's Day.
Well, that's right. Although I don't mind telling you that with all the former players I have at Notre Dame, I'm rooting for Notre Dame.
Now, you mentioned O.J. Simpson, and, of course, he won the Heisman Trophy Award this week. Have you seen something on TV or in films that might help you to stop this man? No one else has seemed to be able to stop him.
No, nothing in particular stop him because he's good inside. He's also got the great speed to get outside. And they keep their line tight on both sides so they can give him the adequate blocking that he needs. And they try to run him at as many different holes as possible. And, of course, that does create a defensive problem. And, of course, with his tremendous individual talent, he's a real problem for anybody.
What's this I hear about you and plans to go to Vietnam in January, Woody?
Yes, when I was out there last summer, I've been out there three times, and I got a great thrill out of those men whom I meet there. I think they're great men. I think they're winners. And I will leave 3 days after Rose Bowl on January 3rd, and I'll be out there until the 19th of January. And the man who went with me last year and who, ironically, had a perfect season, too, Coach Bill Hess down to Ohio U, won 10 straight. And I just finished talking with him, and he's going to go with me, too. So we're both going to go back to Vietnam and carry out the promise that we made last summer.
Well, that's wonderful, Woody. And finally, how did you enjoy your Thanksgiving Day dinner?
Well, I like a dinner most any time, but Thanksgiving always makes me feel sort of doggone humble because there's so many great fortunes I've had that maybe I haven't paid back.
Well, Woody, thank you again for being our guest, and good luck in the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day against Southern Cal.
Thanks a lot, Len.
Len Dillon for Monitor Sport.
People on the go always seem to know Miller makes it right.
When you want to know who the real beer drinker is, look for the man who has the clear, distinctive bottle of Miller High Life.
knows.
Miller makes it right. Miller makes it right.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
Here's Monitor Music by Lenny D. Folsom Prison Blues.
It's a stuffy, uncomfortable feeling for me.
It's a tense, tight, burning sensation.
Rotten. Miserable.
Whatever you call heartburn and acid indigestion, Digel relieves the symptoms. Digel is the extra action antacid. Digel not only contains effective antacids, it has the extra action of simethicone in a patented formulation that breaks up frothy bubbles of gas to help relax your tense, tight stomach. Digel, the extra action antacid, brings you more complete relief. D-I-G-E-L, Digel, tablets or liquid at all drug counters.
The new 1969 St. Joseph Family Almanac calendar is more beautiful and useful than ever. Filled with home and family ideas, recipes, beauty tips. Your pharmacist buys these wonderful calendars to give to you, and they're ready now. The new 1969 St. Joseph Family Almanac calendar, free at your pharmacists.
You're listening to Monitor 68, the best spot on your dial for weekend information and entertainment, whether you're listening at home or in your car. In and around Washington, D.C., our friends join us on station WRC. My name, Kurt Gowdy.
I have an island to tell you about. An unheard of island where you can roam the Scottish Highlands and see lemons, tamarinds, plantains, nutmegs, oranges, and cinnamon grow wild. An island where you can visit the big city and see Lord Nelson's statue mid the tropical flowers of Trafalgar Square. An island made of coral with lively beaches for surfing and quiet ones for sunning. An island where you can taste flying fish and red rum sangaries. An island where you can watch polo and cricket and take tea every afternoon at 4. An unheard of island called Barbados. I know an airline that will fly you here. BWIA. Call your travel man. Or BWIA. And come to an unheard of island this winter. On BWIA, the unheard of airline.
Happiness is the Charlie Brown Show. Weekdays, 3 to 7 p.m. on WNBC Radio 66, New York.
This is Jim Iyer, WNBC News. It's 4:30, 39 degrees in New York and cloudy. New York City's 20,000-member Utility Workers Union says its 500-member sister local on Staten Island has voted to join in a midnight walkout against Consolidated Edison. Con Ed says its 4,000 supervisory employees will maintain all essential service. Con Ed serves 9 million consumers in the city and Westchester County. State mediators attempted to bring company and union officials together today for further negotiations, but without success. There are indications they may meet tomorrow. Negotiators for Con Ed have indicated they will not move on their original $59.2 million contract offer, which the union rejected. The Jersey City police say they have good leads in their search for four men who fired an automatic weapon at the 5th Precinct Station House last night and narrowly missed two police officers. The shower of bullets shot from a speeding car knocked a nightstick out of the hands of a patrolman and flipped the hat off another officer as he emerged from the front door. But neither officer was hurt. Police Chief Stephen Nestor says his department is investigating the possibility that the attack could be in retaliation for the arrest of 7 Black Panthers on Wednesday. They were arrested on concealed weapons charges. Southbound subway service from Queens to Brooklyn on the GG line was disrupted for about an hour this afternoon due to a disabled train. However, service is now reported back to normal. With football played this afternoon in the Big One, Army has defeated Navy 21-14. A third quarter score, Georgia 31, Georgia Tech nothing. Also at the end of the third quarter, Boston College 34, Holy Cross 13. And Spring Double won the $50,000 Stuyvesant Handicap at Aqueduct today. Miles Fancy was second in the one-mile event. The forecast, cloudy and cold this afternoon, as it has been with a high in the low 40s. Tonight will be fair and cold with a low in the low 30s. Sunday, sunny and milder with temperatures in the upper 40s. It's now 39 degrees and cloudy in New York. This is Jim Iyer, WNBC News. Now back to Monitor.
Teicher, and I don't know which one the title refers to.
Those American boys get near you and take good care of your heart. From Kentucky to New York City, California to Idaho. Let me tell you, girls, plain or pretty, there's something that you gotta love. Once those American boys get near you, take good care of your heart. Oh, once those American boys get near you, take good care of your heart. Some are charming and some are witty. Like a movie star. Let me tell you, girls, plain or pretty, remember wherever you are. Watch those American boys get near you. Girl, you've got to be smart.
Clark, that small British bundle of big talent with American Boy. I'm Kurt Gowdy for Monitor 68, and just ahead, we'll hear some comments by our friend Henry Morgan on the subject of the Thanksgiving just passed and how he spent it.
In 1865, the 13th Amendment abolished slavery in the United States. For the black man, it was a false dawn of freedom. In a continuing series on the search for a black past, Life magazine documents the disillusioning years of Reconstruction when Negroes found conditions no better than when they were slaves, and often worse. The current Life also explores the menace of growing Russian influence in the Middle East, where the Russians are building roads, bridges, and dams, and building up Arab armies. Life reports on the Soviet fleet in the Mediterranean, able for the first time to challenge American naval supremacy in the waters of the Mideast. History already written and history in the making in this week's Life. Life magazine, working to bring you a world of information, insight, and ideas. Life.
Henry Morgan is the sort of man who counts his blessings on Thanksgiving and comes up with a discouraging total. At least, that's the impression he gives.
This is a sad Thanksgiving story. I know that the holiday is over, but I thought that maybe you could use a good cry. It isn't as sad as the one we heard last week about how the fella's wife took the turkey out of the oven, dropped it, and the ceiling fell down. But it has a quality of its own. Well, sir, I'm a bachelor, and it came about this year that all the people I knew were out of town and I couldn't join anybody. And the Oak Room has a kind of warm elegance. Nice people go there. I thought I was pretty smart. It's about 60 years old. It's a long tradition as being one of the best hotels in the world. The elegant head waiter leads us to it, pulls out the heavy wood and leather chairs, and we sit down at the solid oak table. There's lots of room. The tables aren't bunched together. There's a heavy linen tablecloth, nice shiny glasses, good heavy silver. You know, you feel like a real person. We have an elegant drink served by a nice waiter. The elegant head waiter hands us two menus printed that morning on heavy paper with all kinds of scroll work and fancy stuff. And there, right in the middle, is what we came for. Right there, it says, Thanksgiving dinner, $7.50. Well, I'm no kid, you know. I'm ready. I'm in one of the nicest dining rooms in the world. I have on a clean shirt. The lady's very attractive and has good manners. Okay. I read it to her. Turkey, sweet potatoes, stuffing, cream-boiled onions, Brussels sprouts, cranberry sauce. And let's order a little wine. What the heck? It's only once a year. Well, friends, the waiter brought the dinner. In the Plaza's Oak Room. Turkey, sweet potatoes, cream boiled onions, stuffing, Brussels sprouts, cranberry sauce. He put it down and disappeared. It was easy for him to put it down. It was all on one plate. This is Henry Morgan. Still thankful, of course. But it'll never be the same.
Henry Morgan, whose Thanksgiving dinner was apparently a real turkey.
This Christmas, tell her all the things she is with Chanel No. 5. Every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5.
I can't help it if I'm still in love.
Here's music by Al Martino. I can't help it if I'm still in love with you.
Today I passed you on the street, and my heart fell at your feet.
I can't help it if I'm still in love with you. Somebody else stood by your side, and he looked so satisfied. I can't help it if I'm still in love with you.
What's happening in the world today in music, sports, news, and comedy here on the Monitor Beacon. Once more, Kurt Gowdy with the weather outlook for the United States. Tomorrow should bring wet weather across much of the nation, light rain in Texas, eastern Minnesota, and southeast into Georgia, with showers predicted in Florida. Also, rain from central California to the Pacific Northwest, east into Montana, and south into Arizona. There'll be snow, locally heavy at times, in the uplands of Idaho, Utah, and Nevada. Last but not least, our congratulations to the Gulf Coast. Today is the official end of the 1968 hurricane season.
The latest insurance figures state that one out of every four Americans will be involved in an automobile accident within the next year. And more than 50,000 people will be killed. Poor visibility and bad weather will be the cause of a great percentage of these tragic accidents. Play it safe by replacing your dead wipers with fresh new ANCO wiper blades or refills. Don't judge by appearance. The rubber may look okay, but the sun, wind, and oily road film dries out the best wiper blade rubber, and you have dead, streaking blades. Look for the big, bright yellow ANCO windshield wiper service cabinet. They're in over 165,000 service stations across the nation, and they're stocked with the finest ANCO windshield wipers, refills, and arms. The man at the pump can quick fit your car in seconds with ANCO. Whether you have the hidden or regular wipers, or the kind used on foreign cars, he knows exactly what your car needs. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
Next, Monitor critic Leonard Probst reviews Broadway's newest musical, Zorba.
The newest musical on Broadway, Zorba, is the best so far this season. That's not much of a compliment because the other musicals are so weak, but Zorba would be good in any season. What makes it distinctive is that it takes a hard and realistic look at life today. Oh, there's plenty of the Greek bouzouki music and belly dancers, and it takes place in a Greek cafe, all right, but from the opening number, you know that you're in for something very different, something very serious. It starts out with a song called Life Is, and what the song says is that life, no matter how you sing it, life is waiting for death. It's a good show, and one reason it is a good show is because of Herschel Bernardi, who plays Zorba, or Zorba, as he's called, on stage. I talked to him about the musical, which is as far from a musical comedy as you can get, and I asked Mr. Bernardi to sum up the Zorba philosophy.
Zorba says, there are people who live as if they would never die, and I live as if I would die any minute. He says, and everything I see is as if I see it for the first time, and that's the way to keep the freshness of life alive. Now, the thing I love about that is that that feeling to me gives me chills because it's my own instincts as an actor, the child quality that we all have. And I hate to see people lose it, that sense of wonderment that only a child has. And when we grow up, we become mature, we lose that sense of wonderment and fantasy.
There's a line in the play which I think you repeat, or I should say musical, which you say, I fear nothing,
I hope for nothing.
But could you say it the way you say it on stage?
With a dialect, you mean?
Yes.
Well, he says, I am free. He says, I am free. I fear nothing. I hope for nothing. I am free. And he tells a story about the man who was planting the almond tree. And he says, you want to hear a story? And finally, Nico says, yes. And he says, oh, you do? He says, I'll tell you. One morning in Salonika, I never will forget, I was passing by the oldest man I think I ever met. He was kneeling in an orchard, and he turned and looked at me, and he said, come watch me, Sonny, as I plant this almond tree. I tell you, boss, that fella, he was over 95, and I think he had a week or maybe two to stay alive. But he had to plant that almond tree, and when I asked him why, he said, I live every minute as if I would never die. Think of that, boss. He lived as if he would never die. I live as if I would die any minute for that reason. Just that reason, I am free.
Herschel Bernardi, talking about Zorba, his newest role, and the finest he's created on stage. This is Leonard Probst, NBC News, New York, and that's it from Broadway.
Sympathy for the widows and orphans of the miners who perished in the mine disaster at Mannington, West Virginia, is being expressed everywhere, including at Maryland's Laurel Racetrack, where the jockeys have decided to ride a race just for the families of the entombed miners. Monitor News editor Herb Gordon talked with jockey Bill Passmore about the plan.
Why would jockeys do this?
Well, I don't think really that we're any different than anyone else, but everything you read in the paper, I mean, about the families, I just think that you donate to so many charities, and this, to me, is really a good cause. It's close to Christmas, and I kind of think that the families will really be hurting.
How do the jockeys at Laurel feel about riding and contributing some of their earnings to the coal miners' families?
Well, all the riders that I have talked to, they feel like I do. They think it's for a real good cause.
How much would they be giving, really?
A one jockey's mount. Each rider is going to donate one mount.
A mount is one ride. A jockey gets $25 for one mount. So that's the amount each jockey will be contributing. Monitor Music in the modern manner. Here's Miss Marilyn May with her latest, Mr. Clown.
Mr. Clown, Mr. Clown.
the greatest show on earth right here in town.
Turquoise and scarlet blob. It's the creature from outer space, breathing purple fire as the silver-blue jets attack with bright orange flame.
That was a science fiction movie on color radio to show you what you're missing by not owning RCA color TV. Get the natural color. This Christmas, get RCA color TV.
I am your host, Kurt Gowdy.
Don't go away, there's more to come, more to interest everyone. Just stay tuned.